Hello, you guys. Welcome back to Best Self Radio. My name is Haley James. I'm the host of this show, and I am so excited to have you guys back for another episode. I am going to be talking today about my journey to body recomposition. And if you guys follow me over on Instagram or now on TikTok, I'm uploading on there, having a lot of fun, a lot of educational content over there, you guys. So definitely go check that out. It's Flow Living Co., just like my Instagram. But we're talking a lot because we just launched a new program over at Flow Living Co. And the program is Body Freedom Recomp. And I have been talking a lot about the importance when we are going on any type of health and weight loss journey, the importance of our mindset. And I think if you guys have been a longtime listener of the show, you know I talk about mindset all of the time. And I really do think it's a huge missing piece to a lot of fitness and nutrition programs, because when especially we're talking about diet and we're talking about habit change, we cannot ignore the piece of the puzzle that is really what I was saying in an email today, really the border, right? Really the structure is the mindset, how we perceive ourselves, and the underlying emotions that are really running the show. And if those have been unprocessed and our subconscious mind is just being able to kind of run the show without us controlling it and having a say, we are going to lack the ability to reach these goals. And we are going to fall victim to being 95% of the people that don't reach your goals when you approach some sort of diet or body change type program. And I really do believe that is because of this missing piece. So I want to talk about my story, you guys, and that journey today. But first, you guys know the drill. I am sharing three things that I am doing this week to be the best version of myself. And I would love to hear anything that you guys are doing to be the best version of you. You can always drop those in my DMs and have that conversation, because that's what this all is all about. And my first one truly is the backbone of what this podcast is, because this podcast was born, the name of this was when I learned the 1% Better Each Day by Ed Mylett back in like 2019, 2018, when I really started to dive into self-development and personal development. And that truly is one of the things that I am coming back to this week, because you guys know I've shared a ton on this podcast of my back journey, and it's a slow road right now, and we are progressing forward, but it's so slow, and there's only so few things that I can do on a daily basis to, again, try to move that needle forward and really believe that I am doing that. And so that's why I wanted to share this, where it's like, it really is the little things, you guys. And I had a client today, and I was just stressing the importance of that, you know, when we're feeling this overwhelm, when we can't do enough and things aren't changing, focus on the one thing, you guys. Again, focus on that 1% thing that we can do better. And, you know, for me right now, it's like doing this, my one or two rehab exercises, right? Which, for someone who being a strength trainer, personal trainer for over 10 years, it's so little, right? But it's what is going to work for me to move that needle forward. And so anytime for you guys in your journey, especially when it comes to health and fitness and change, just start with one little thing that you can do consistently. And over time, that will compound. And I 100% believe, because I 100% believe that I'm going to be better, I get back to my health and doing what I love. And you have to believe that that is possible for you as well with whatever journey you're on. The second thing I've been doing to be the best version of myself is morning smoothies. So this is something in the winter, you could never catch me drinking a smoothie. And even last summer, I wasn't into smoothies. I haven't been into smoothies in a while, I feel. But definitely when the weather started to get a little bit warm, we did just have a snowstorm the other day. But generally, like when spring kind of hit, I was feeling this pull for smoothies. And I think it also kind of coincided with my recovery, and I didn't have much of an appetite. Like, obviously my whole life has shifted as far as my energy expenditure and my muscle mass and my body, all of that. But I do know too that to heal and recover, I need good nutrition. And especially with, again, just like less movement, the medications I'm on for my back, I need to make sure I'm getting enough fiber and just enough nutrients in general. So smoothies have been huge. If you guys have fallen out of smoothies, maybe this is your call to come back into them or not, but it is definitely a great way to pack a lot of nutrition into them. If you guys want recipes, I'm posting those pretty much daily onto my stories. I do kind of fall into ruts and make the same thing. Just again, it's just easy, right? And I also like to post that on my story that, you know, ease is where it's at with nutrition. If we can be consistent, that's all we need. So that's what I've been doing, really into smoothies. I'm doing this like Cherry Garcia one. Oh my God, Cherry Garcia is my favorite ice cream. So I've kind of recreated it into a smoothie. It's so good. I'm going to make a creamy with it tomorrow. So stay tuned over my Instagram, you guys, because I really think that that's going to be something special. I'm excited. And the third thing, you guys, that I've been doing to be the best version of myself is having coffee on an empty stomach. And I talked about this on my Instagram, I think maybe last week, and I got such a good response because here's the thing, like I was a person who was really stressing breakfast before coffee. And I think there can be seasons for everything. But for me right now, I'm in pain when I wake up. Like that's just reality of my life right now. And having something like my coffee with my barista oat milk from Califia Farms just sets me in the best mood ever in the morning, along with my meditations and my journaling to get my mindset right. But it really, that's just a piece of my morning right now. And again, like it's working for me right now. And another time in my life, it might not. My schedule is a lot more relaxed right now, right? Again, because I'm in recovery and I'm just prioritizing that above all. So in a busier season, that might not work for me, but right now it's working. It's making me feel my best. So again, just really listening to your body, you guys, and understanding that we can have different seasons for different things. And especially for us women, it seems to be like the first few weeks of our cycle is all good with that. And then maybe the week before your period, especially if you suffer from some hormonal imbalances, or you, again, you're just drawn to not having caffeine on an empty stomach, that might work for you. And in general, caffeine on an empty stomach might not work for you at all. Do what you do that is best for you. But I know for me this season, coffee before breakfast, she's working for me and I'm loving it. All right, you guys, let's get into the episode. We are going to be talking about the five things that I did to body recomp a few years ago. All right, you guys. So I want to set the scene here with saying that for over a decade, I was struggling with eating disorders, disordered eating, body dysmorphia, really intense, like negative self-talk and limiting beliefs and low self-esteem and low confidence. And throughout this, I was also like, since I was 22, I guess I got certified as a personal trainer, but I went through my kinesiology degree before that, then became a holistic nutritionist about a few years later, like around 24. I knew those things, right? Like I was a very well sound in exercise science. I knew a lot about nutrition and I was also in different bodybuilding preps. I never actually stepped on the stage because I had such terrible mental health at this point in my life. But I knew a lot about body composition and body change and losing weight and gaining weight and building muscle. And, you know, taking care of our health through nutrition. I knew a lot of that stuff, you guys. And I want to set the stage with saying that I still struggled with my body composition and like with my weight up until I was like around 28 when I started to dig into the mindset element of things. So I just wanted to set that stage where it's like, it wasn't like I was someone who also knew nothing about nutrition or fitness. I really did. But because I had such issues mentally, I was never able to go through successful body recompositions, never able to pull myself out of restricted dieting cycles, never able to pull myself out of binge eating, and never able to pull myself away from the moral connections with food, right? Having it be good or bad, restricting, binging, these kinds of things that so many of us deal with. So I want to just set the stage because you might be out there struggling with this too, but also not even having this background. So like, I get it. Like it is challenging, right? It is really, really challenging. for us women to come through the years, especially if you're in your 30s, which is, you know, most of the women that I work with, and the program that I designed is for women in their 30s and beyond, because we have come through these years of chronic dieting, yo-yo dieting, goal of being skinny, like all of this was what we heard growing up. And we might have heard a lot of things from our parents, or sorry, especially from our moms or our aunts or our grandmothers or our female peers in our lives, really focused on their body and being a certain look and like looking a certain way. And this has set us up for a lot of our beliefs today. So my first one, you guys, and what really helped be a catalyst of change for me was starting to meditate. In the start of 2019, I said no more of like what I was doing, right? I knew something was wrong, right? I knew that I kept putting myself in these positions to self-sabotage and to not feel good and to not feel worthy. And I knew that something needed to change. So I turned to meditation and I picked up Gabby Bernstein's book, The Universe Has Your Back. And I started reading that book and other self-help and spiritual and personal development books. And I started meditating every single day. And at this point in my life, I was the person who would never be caught dead meditating. And I just started doing it for 3 minutes a day, you guys. So if you're someone who hasn't meditated, you can start with the littlest amount of time. And just start, like just the same thing with exercise or nutrition or anything, like just start, right? So I started meditating and I started journaling with more purpose. So what I mean by this is in the past I was journaling, but this time I was journaling in more of a future-oriented state. So I would be meditating and journaling on where I wanted to go, how I wanted to look, how I wanted to feel. And this is the first thing that we do in Body Freedom Recomp in the program. And that's because of this, because this is what really started to be that catalyst of change for me. So because of this, I started to believe that there was a different reality for me, right? That there was a different way of living that I could be, that I could be someone who nourished my body and who had a body that I loved and that was strong and capable and looked great in a bikini and all that stuff, right? And so this was that catalyst into me changing. And then from there, I was able to have the confidence, and this was actually business coaching that I hired this woman for, but my number two is subconscious reprogramming sessions. And you can definitely do this on your own. We do it, again, in Body Recomp. The first 4 weeks of Body Freedom Recomp are spent on our subconscious mind and on all of the mindset and beliefs, because I do believe it is that foundation. As I said, it is that border to our puzzle, right? So the second thing that I did for my successful body recomposition was hire a mentor, a business coach, but she also helped me, because the subconscious reprogramming can be, you know, in all areas of life. But in Body Freedom Recomp, we obviously focus on our body and our physique. But when we did these sessions, I was able to uncover a lot of these limiting decisions that I had made starting at a young age, and these limiting beliefs that I had about myself from a young age, because again, I struggled with my body and my self-esteem and my like how I looked since I can remember. So this stuff was just programmed within me. And as I grew up, I didn't lose that. Even though if I gained knowledge in nutrition and fitness, this was still the underlying belief that I wasn't worthy, that I wasn't enough, that I needed to look X, Y, and Z, right? So even regardless if I kind of knew scientifically what I could do mentally, myself, like my limiting beliefs and my self-programming patterning would always self-sabotage and bring me back. Because again, that is what I knew to be true for me. That is what I knew to be safe, and our bodies want to keep us safe. So until I discovered this, right, really brought this to the surface, and until I pattern interrupted by putting in a new belief, right, of what I could believe is worthy now. And again, that work had started in my step one that I mentioned with me journaling what I believe for myself, right? Now, again, those journaling and those meditations are amazing, but unless that is a true body emotion of you feeling that that is true, which is what the subconscious mind can do, that is working on the body, right? And releasing these emotions from our body so that we are free to truly believe it, right? Because step one, as I said, was the journaling and the meditation, which is wonderful to work on our mindset. But again, if we don't fully believe it in our body, then it's not going to take hold, right? So that was wonderful that in the same year, I was able to pair those two. And you guys will be pairing those two together in the same 4 weeks in Body Freedom, which just makes it so, so powerful. So those are the first two steps. And those are the first two things that I just don't think are done in any fitness and nutrition program. That's why I'm so hyped to be offering Body Freedom Recomp. I know that this is like the it program. This is the program that is like going to change so many lives, and I'm so pumped, and you guys get to be a part of the launch. We are launching right now. We're in pre-sale. You can get it for an unbelievable price, and yeah, I just can't wait to welcome you guys in. It'll be linked in the show notes. You can definitely let me know if you have any questions over on Instagram. I'll link that down below as well. But this is why, because these steps, one and two, set me up for successful body recomposition, where we bring in, of course, now the diet and the nutrition elements, okay? So in step three, is where now I had the confidence, the belief in myself that I could change, and this wasn't my reality, and I could be a different person, and I could be someone who had a healthy relationship with food, who had built an amazing body, an amazing muscle, and looked amazing in a bikini, and was confident with herself. Even if, like, also what I want to like really like hammer home here, this bikini confidence, that doesn't mean we're a size 2 fucking whatever model. Like, that's not what I'm saying with this either. Like, if that's your dream and you need to be that to be like, or not even need to be that happy, but like, that is what you're working towards, then that's fine. Like, I'm not saying you can't, but I'm also saying like, we shift our beliefs and our confidence in ourselves and our love for ourselves when we do the subconscious work, that your bikini body could look totally different than, you know, again, what you thought you needed to be look like when you were 12, or even now before you've done this work. So I just want that to be clear too. So then when we get into step three here, I had the confidence to allow myself to eat, because I knew that I loved and respected myself enough to take care of myself through eating. What I mean by this is I now loved myself regardless of size, so that I could eat without like giving myself permission to eat. However, because of the love and respect for myself, I'm not binge eating and gorging on things and making myself feel sick, because someone who loves themselves and respects themselves doesn't do that, you guys. You would never do that. You would never harm your friend or your mom or your sister or someone you love. That's self-harm, right? By overeating like that. And that overeating doesn't mean having an extra serving of pie at Thanksgiving if you guys are a binge eater or someone who either, like, again, like kind of maybe on the bridge of binge or overeating, would literally eat themselves to sickness, right? And that was a disease, an issue that I had before doing this work. So I knew now I could trust myself. And that's what the beauty of the subconscious work does, is so in step three, giving yourself to eat whatever you want and knowing and trusting yourself that you are going to respect and take care of your body. Now, did that mean that sometimes I overate? Sure. But did I ever overeat to feel sick? Did I ever overeat to feel shame? No. Now, again, there might be for you some trial and error with this, but again, once you do the deep work, and if it really works and clicks, which again, we'll make sure it does in Body Freedom Recomp, that you just don't do that anymore. Like, just don't do it. And it's wild to say, if you're on the other side of this and you're like, okay, sure, I don't, like, how? But I promise you, you can get there. No matter what you have struggled with, you can get to a point where you look as food as fuel for your body, fuel for your mind, but you also can enjoy food as nourishment for your soul, right? So for me, you guys, this was obviously at the beginning, it felt uncomfortable, right? It was new and it will feel uncomfortable if you've never done it. But allowing yourself to eat without restriction is so freeing. And then it gets you to the point of when you get back into what we're going to talk about in stage 4 and 5, the more tracking, the more, you know, controlling and kind of restricting in a sense to get your end result, it's done from a place of love. And it is a different energy, you guys. We are all energy, right? And what we do when we do things from an energy of love and we do things in an energy of a fear or hate, it's different. And our body responds differently to that. How we handle that responds differently. And so once you go into stage 4 and 5, where we are controlling a little bit more to get the body composition we love and desire and is also really healthy, we're doing that from a place of love and a totally different energy. So that's when you enter into stage 4, or that's when I did, you know, stage 4, where I personally worked with a coach for over a year, you guys, checking in weekly and reestablishing my metabolism and just like my relationship with food again, just on that deeper level. So this is when I was tracking, but tracking, not restricting, which was I'd never done before, right? And I think that's what we think a lot of the time when we're tracking our food, it's to diet, it's to be restrictive. It can also be to restore metabolism. It can also be to build up food. It can also be to eat in a maintenance or surplus and actually build your relationship with food and your understanding of food. Now, obviously I understood food pretty well. I tracked before in the past from that negative restrictive mindset, but if you haven't, it can be that tool as well. But for me, tracking with my coach, checking in with her, having her help me and assisting me when times got a little tough, right? When you maybe see the scale go up and you're uncomfortable with her, whatever, right? Whatever emotions come up and like they can help you process that. And you also have the tools to process that as well, right? And so this is where we help build the muscle, right? We're strength training, we're eating in a bit of a surplus, or at least we get ourselves up to maintenance. We make sure we're eating enough protein and we build that lean muscle mass, which is so essential for recomping. And then in stage 5, or in step tip 5, and the thing that I did was I continued to work with a coach. I did work with a different coach for this, no like particular reason, it just was how it was. But we worked with going into a cut. So we brought down food and I tracked, and I did that for 6 months. And that's where we continued to strength train, but we also added in cardio and we tracked that and we tracked progress photos and all the whole nine yards. And we brought down our food, and so that we dropped body fat, and I was able to have the bikini body and the strength and the confidence and the health that I had always desired. That version of me that I had journaled about a few years back when I started, right? So this was like 2019 to the beginning to 2022. So what is that? 2-3 years? So 3 years, you guys, right? Like this stuff does take time, right? And in body recomp, body freedom recomp, it's a 16-week program. So obviously it's not 3 years, but it's really going to give you the foundation and the tools to set you up for success. And then, you know, obviously we can continue to work on after that. Of course, I would love that. But it really does give you that strong foundation. But understanding that, you know, this took me years, this could take you years too. It kind of depends also where you're at and a bunch of different factors. But those are the 5 things that I did to recomp my body. And then after that too, I kind of want to add this into the podcast. It wasn't part of the post that I made, but adding into the podcast too, is then after that, I just went into like a living phase, right? Like in the last 2 years, you guys, I haven't tracked things. I haven't worried about stepping on the scale or anything like that. Have I gained back a little fat? Sure. But again, like it's not anything that I'm ashamed of. I dress how I want. I'm confident when I get dressed, like all of the whole nine yards, right? Now, me currently, you guys know at the beginning of Jan, I was pretty stoked to jump back on the, you know, more like tracked fitness train, start tracking my macros and really like tighten my body back up and continue to body recomp. The universe had other plans for me. I obviously, you know, fully herniated one of my discs, two other bulge discs, the compression on my nerve, the degeneration of my spine, the whole nine yards that I talked about last week. So obviously I'm not strength training right now, you guys. So I am losing muscle. I am also though losing body fat. So I am in a slight deficit. I would say I'm not tracking right now, but I'm just understanding that I'm tracking my weight and I'm trending down. So obviously I'm in a deficit and I will continue to do that until I need to track to get things to move. I will continue to just intuitively eat in a deficit. Again, I've done this for so many years that I can do that. Whereas most of my clients, that wouldn't be the best avenue, but you can do it. It's just like you need a good understanding and maybe you need a little bit of a macro plan going into that. But that's what I'm doing currently because I can't really strength train right now. I can't really move very much. So my energy expenditure is pretty low. So obviously I need to pay attention to my nutrition for multiple reasons, but one of the reasons is I have no desire to be putting on excess body fat right now. That's just not of any use to me. And I do desire to drop some body fat. So I'm like, this is a perfect opportunity for me to do so while still obviously nourishing myself enough to recover, right? So obviously not going into a crazy deficit or anything, making sure I'm keeping my protein up, my nutrients up and all that. But this is a perfect opportunity for me to do that and really focus on body fat loss. And here's the thing, like because there's a lower level of stress in my life, obviously it's a bit of a stress because my like body's under a bit of a stress because of the herniation and like what I'm going through, but I am doing less like in life in general as far as like, you know, going here and there and training clients there, and like there's just like less kind of stress in life. And then also because I'm not training, that's a huge stressor on the body. So I'm actually getting a really good response for fat loss right now, as well as I said, I'm losing some muscle, but I'm getting a good response. And I do think there's a good like reason for that is because I'm also, my hunger isn't driven up because again, I don't have a high energy expenditure right now, which will cause you to be more hungry, right? So that is kind of things where it's like making this process easy. So that's positive. I'm just going to take advantage of that. And then as I'm able to start getting into strength training, as I recover, I will kind of see where I'm at as far as body wise and calorie wise and see about like, I will obviously need to increase calories a little bit to at least be in maintenance for myself to start building some muscle up, because that's going to be really important. And then hopefully once I'm able to do that, then maybe I'll be able to do a bit of a more of a recomp throughout the winter and really like bring in that 2.0 version of me next summer. So again, long-term plans, right? Especially for me right now, I need to understand that it's going to be a longer journey, and it's also going to be an absolute journey that I cannot have any control over because I don't know how my body's going to be responding to any of this as far as my recovery goes. But that's kind of the little quick outline for me if you guys are curious. But I would love to know what your goals are, you guys. What are you working towards in 2024? How can I assist you? How can I help you? I hope this was of value, really understanding. One, it takes time, right, for these changes. Two, do not ignore the mental aspect of this. I promise this will be huge. This is literally life-changing to do that work, because there's going to be roadblocks that come up. There is going to be self-doubt that comes in. And if you have tools in your toolbox to help walk you through that, and if you have uncovered the things that drive a lot of your self-sabotaging behaviors, and if you cheat on your diet or if you skip your workouts, that's self-sabotaging yourself, okay? Just understanding that. And it really truly is. And I said, when you work through this stuff, you just simply don't do that because that's not the version of you who you are, right? I really, really want you guys to be clear. Like, it does switch like that. So this is the work that cannot be ignored. This is the work we do in the first part of Body Freedom Recomp before we take you into recomposition, where we're focusing more on the fitness and nutrition elements that I mentioned in those last two parts that I went through for my recomp. All right, you guys, let me know what you're working on over at my old handle on Float Living Co on Instagram. And make sure you guys, if you have any interest in this program, sign up now, or at least send me a DM so we can chat, see if it's the right fit for you, because on Sunday it goes up by $500 and you miss out on your first call. So you're going to get a free call plus $500 off if you sign up in the pre-sale, which is going to end Saturday night, Sunday morning. All right. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. Share the show with someone you think this would be of value for, and don't forget to leave me a 5-star rating review. So much appreciated.
Cheers.